Fruity tooty babooty banana nana for tootie.
What?
Oh no.
Like Eric like her.
Eric like grr. Grah.
We'll have names.
Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. Whenever you listen, it will make your day. What's the best is the ultimate taste test. Every once in a while, we'll go on a rant. So cover the ears of your little pet aunt. If you've ever gone to Arby's, you know it's bad. If you think it's good, you're probably mad. I can't think of any more rhymes, so I'm going to end it here.
Welcome
it's
back to Food Stuff. Episode 74? 5? I don't know.
I think it's 4.
I think it's 74. I mean, when we're so famous and we have so many episodes.
I don't think we're that famous.
Like, Mr. Beast listens to our podcast. Like, Mr. Beast.
Yeah, that's true.
If you ever want to be on an episode, feel free. Maybe you could send us some Feastables, because there's none in Saudi. For us to try, and we'll review them, honestly. I mean, like, we'd be honored, you know? You're on other podcasts, probably. I mean, you can come on ours.
What's he gonna do?
He's gonna give us the Feastables. We're gonna try the Feastables and the Carl Gummies, whatever they're called. We're gonna gobble them down, you know? See which one's the best. Yeah. Anyway, this is Dave. This is podcast episode 1 of asking my dad to get me a PS5 or an Xbox Series X. Just gotta preface that. I'll be doing this until he gets me one every podcast episode. So, yeah. Also, Henry and me were talking about this. We should probably get a neon sign in here. Did I just say sign? Yeah, we should get a neon sign in here. Saying food stuff. It would be great. And I'm not at all stalling for Henry to find some food news. Something else I really like is when
okay, got
Feastables.
Food news.
Oh, phew, thank goodness.
All the news about all the food. It's food news.
Food news!
Oreo churro is the cookie brand's newest limited edition flavor.
Ooh, that sounds good, churro. We should buy one of those. Although they're only going to be in the U.S. Yum. Churro sounds good. That's an interesting one. It's like going to be like a cinnamon.
Donald's Japan French fry perfume sadly isn't real.
What? Did anyone think that was real? That sounds awful. I would hate to smell like fries. What? Who would ever want that?
Bro, smell like that McDonald's. Smell like your car.
Oh, can I eat you?
Sure.
Yum, yum. Go. Like eating the fries, chomp, chomp, you know?
Skyline Chili switches from Pepsi to Coca-Cola, upsetting Mountain Dew fans.
Why? What's wrong? I don't get it.
Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are teaming up to open a restaurant in Kansas City.
I guess they're high off their Super Bowl win. Bro, it was a month ago. Get over it. We're in a new thing. We're in the March Madness era. And I had Kentucky going all the
way.
I had Kentucky going all the way in March Madness on one of my brackets, and they lost first round. Anyway, you can continue.
Starbucks new lavender drinks are dividing people. Some people say it tastes like dish soap.
Well, I can kind of see it. Lavender is not a great taste.
Taco Bell debuts 5 new menu items for chicken fans. Those things.
Chicken sandwich? Chicken quesadilla? What are they?
They are. Hold on. Cantina crispy chicken taco. Cantina chicken quesadilla.
I was right.
Cantina chicken soft taco.
So the other one was a hard shell taco then. Crispy taco. Okay.
Cantina chicken burrito.
Yum.
Cantina chicken ball.
And there's a free taco deal. That's fun. Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Food news.
Yay, it's over.
Boo!
Hey,
God.
Ian. Yeah. Why'd the tomato turn red?
Because it saw the salad dressing. Uh-huh. Are we going to make that joke every podcast episode?
Yeah. To keep the spirit alive.
This is the worst joke. Why does everyone love... Why does it keep showing up whenever we ask for someone to generate one? Okay. Next is time for Food of the Week.
Food of the Week. Food of the Week.
Food of the
Food
Week.
Food of the Week.
Food of the Week.
Food of the Week.
Food of the Week.
Henry, what was your food of the week? I always start off. How about you start
My off? Food of the week was...
I actually disagree with you on that.
It's probably... So,
yeah.
My mom went to the comm the other day. She saw my teacher checking out. The comm is a like a store.
Commissary, yeah.
Saw my teacher going around, and he had three of these frozen spanakopitas, which is a Greek spinach cheese pie thing with, yeah, with, like, stuff.
Is it good? I didn't try it.
So my mom got it, and it was really good. It was really good.
No wonder he was bad. Was it Mr. Armstrong? Yeah, I had a feeling.
Or the burrito that I had from the Mexican lady on camp. Oh, that was very good.
I love Celia's food. My food of the week was something that your dad made. It was the Butterfinger ice cream. It was heavenly. So good. Best ice cream I've ever had.
What's your grandpa's Butterfinger ice cream?
It's awful in comparison, but it's still good, Grandpa. It's great. It just, Steve makes really good ice cream. But Steve should make one where it's Butterfinger, cookie dough, cookies, and Oreo bits in there. It would be so good, bro. Trust.
No, bro.
Bro, when I go to Coldstone, I get the vanilla ice cream, but Butterfinger cookies and cream bits, like Oreos, and
you put cookies and cream bits.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking
Why
about.
Why did you just say?
Because I'm used to cookies and cream ice cream. You get what I'm saying, though, okay? Steve, do it. You're cool. Like, just get it's a vanilla ice cream base.
How about you do it by yourself?
Nah. I can get Steve to do all my stuff.
How about he just makes?
What if he makes a Sour Patch Kid watermelon? Ice cream.
Sorbet? The sour watermelon sorbet with Sour Patch Kids in it?
That sounds so good.
Sour Patch Kids will get hard.
I think that actually is true. Wouldn't that make
Why did you bring those?
They were in my pocket. I forgot to take them out. Hey, maybe I can eat some on podcast.
No, don't do that.
They look so yummy, though.
Anyway, since that's done, it's now time for food of the week, which we do have.
Food of the week?
Sorry. Snack time, which we do have a snack.
It is snack time.
Oh, yeah, it is right here. Okay.
No, not
so
right
today,
there, bro.
We'll be having the Sour Patch Watermelon Kids. We're going to see if they're good or not, okay? We're going to open up the packaging, and we're going to decide if it's better than the American version, because this is Australian, okay, bro? Okay, bro.
We have... So, our editor...
Steve.
Or... Yeah. Wait.
Oh. Our editor is... got us stuff.
Snacks from the airplane that he went on. So we got snacks. We got four snacks. So let's get into it. First off, we have Bennett snacks.
Yum.
These are salted roasted corn. Well, I think that these are going to be good.
They look good.
They look like corn nuts.
Okay.
Go.
Nice and crispy. Oh. They have a nice taste to it. I don't know if it's seasoning versus the natural taste.
It's the natural taste, but the salt is not natural.
Yeah.
These are heavily salted.
I think it could go with a bit less salt. Maybe not a bit less salt.
It got that nice roasted flavor.
Oh, yeah.
That corn nuts have.
Oh, well. I would never eat these on a plane. Because then the people behind me are going to be so mad when they hear this every time. Oh, that's loud.
Next, we got Bennett Snacks jelly beans. Do you not like jelly beans?
Only the root beer ones. Those are the only ones I'll eat.
Where are you getting root beer jelly beans from?
A Jelly Belly.
Do you like Fruity Tooty?
Fruity Tooty, Babooty, Banana Nana, Fratooty.
What?
I don't know.
I thought that was like from a show or something.
I swear I've heard something like that once.
Yeah. I'm going to grab this white one with speckled.
That looks like toothpaste.
Peel bits.
Okay, the same one.
I love toothpaste jelly beans.
We should do Bean Boozled on this.
Yeah, we just need to get Bean Boozled.
I want to, let me grab it. I want it.
Look.
You put it up your nose. Okay, then we have the same flavor.
Yeah. Okay. Supposedly. 3, 2, 1.
I don't like that. They're way
I'm gonna try this teal one.
They're way too sweet. What's
teal one?
Is there a teal one up? Oh, here's a teal one. Hey, you put up your nose.
I like that one's good.
I like that one more, but I still don't like it.
Okay, one more. I'm gonna try a red one. This red.
Is there one that can? Is it the one that the? Is it the speckled one or no speckles?
No speckles.
So what's this one? I'm guessing this one can be like cherry.
Strawberry.
Maybe strawberry.
Something red fruit.
Really? Maybe watermelon.
Cherry.
Yeah, sure.
No. Strawberry.
It felt like cherry on the front end, but strawberry on the back end.
I know that's strawberry. Oh, they're pretty good. Not as good as Jelly Belly, though.
Those were way too sweet.
Next, we got some Emirates chocolates.
You know these are going to be good.
Just choose one. I'm going to go with this
dark chocolate, dark sea chocolate salt,
with the sea salt thing on
it. I'm going to go on, that's the exact same. Let's try the same
not
ones.
Not the exact same.
It looks about the same.
Yeah. It looks about the same. Let's see if it's filled.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
I think mine's filled with like a caramel.
I think it's filled like a chocolate. But like, not like chocolate hard. I'm saying like chocolate like soft.
Chocolate mousse?
Chocolate mousse, yeah. Mm. Oh, that's nice. Good. Quite rich. Mine looks quite rich.
I could eat those on a plane.
But, yeah.
Then finally, we got Brook Farms Explorer Brothers blended. This is like a trail mix.
Yum.
Apparently, it's
mix.
A snack without regret.
I mean, I kind of regret having those
regret,
jelly beans.
You won't regret eating.
I kind of regretted eating those jelly beans. Those were awful.
Okay.
Now, I'm happy. No, I'm happy. There's no M&M's in the trail mix. Now, my little brothers won't steal the M&M's out of it.
Okay. Your brother stole the M&M's?
Well, my little brothers, they don't exist. They probably would have.
Did you not get the packets? Like the little packets?
Yeah, I know. I had those. It just, I don't like it because people just eat the M&M's. I like the nuts.
I ate all the nuts.
And then save the M&M's for last.
Okay.
Just you kind of go all at once.
All at once.
That's how you got it.
Mine has walnuts, almonds, hazelnut.
Bro, mine's nut. Mine's raisins.
Black nut and some raisins.
Bro, yours is nuts the set of raisins. Mine's raisins the set of nuts, bro. What is this?
This looks like it has like a cranberry or something in it.
No. So this is almond. This is a hazelnut.
That's coconut.
This is coconut? This is a pistachio, I think.
No, that's a sunflower seed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is a sunflower seed. And this looks like a cranberry.
No, that's not a sunflower seed. That's a something.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's not a sunflower
seed. One of these looks like a cranberry. I don't know.
There's cranberries in it.
Okay. This looks good, though.
No, there's no raisins.
Oh, so we got cranberries.
Tart cherries and cranberries.
Oh, I think this is the tart cherry. That's the. Sorry, this is the tart cherry. Cherries, and this is the cranberries.
That's also a tart cherry.
Yeah, 3, mm, 2.
Let's go.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I don't regret eating it.
Promise is good.
My dad would love this. He would die.
Ian.
Out of all those, the nuts are my favorite.
I like the chocolates.
Okay.
And the corn. For the savory, I like the corn nuts. And for the sweet, I like the chocolate.
For the savory, I think it's the trail mix. It has more variety. For the sweet, I liked the chocolates. I hate it. The jelly beans are too sweet.
Anyway, let's get into.
Wait, Henry, we never tried my last snack.
Bro, do you actually want
to? No, I'm not giving you any of these.
Okay, we are entering our last main segment, which is another bracket, because March Madness
is still happening.
Brackets.
send us emails about who you have winning it all. In our email.
No one's going to send us emails.
What if we post on our Instagram our brackets? That wouldn't be a bad idea.
People would hate on my bracket.
I mean, I would too.
Creighton? People already do.
Creighton?
Bro, choosing teams that make sense don't work.
I mean, you're not that. You might get like first, second, or third. I don't think I'm winning. I think I'm going to kind of do it awful this year.
Anyway, off track.
No, this is on track.
So, this time we're doing donut flavors. So in our number one seed, we have glazed.
Against our 16 seed, chocolate coconut.
Then we have our 8 seed, powdered sugar.
9 seed, the bear clock.
That's not getting cut in.
Cut it out.
Then our 4 seed, chocolate cake donut.
Our 13 seed, the sugar donut.
Our number 5 seed, the Boston cream.
Against our number 12 seed, the maple donut.
We have our number 2 seed, the chocolate glazed.
Against the 15 seed, the filled long john.
Then our number 7 seed, the blueberry.
Against our 10 seed, the cinnamon twist.
Then our 3 seed, apple fritter.
Against our 14 seed, the jelly donut.
Then we got our 6 seed, old fashioned.
Against our 11 seed, chocolate sprinkle. I could not read it.
So it's like bear clack. Bear
clack. <grr. laughs>
Okay, anyway, let's get our first matchup, glazed versus chocolate coconut.
Now we already know who's gonna come out of this on top before we even started it.
So glazed donut.
No, Henry.
With a glaze.
Henry, stop. Chocolate coconut wasn't gonna be in this bracket. But it was only added because I said, hey, we need chocolate coconut in there. It's my favorite donut. So, yeah, just, you know. If your favorite donut wasn't it, it's because chocolate coconut took its space.
Okay, so we got glaze. It's a donut with wonderful glaze.
Really, Henry? That's shocking. Yo, do you guys want to know what chocolate coconut is? It's a normal donut. Sorry, it's a chocolate donut with coconut on top.
Hey, maybe people didn't know what it was.
That's crazy, right?
Hey, maybe it was glazed with honey.
Okay.
It's like a sugar glaze.
Actually, there's two different ways chocolate coconut is. There's two different ways. One of them is just the chocolate-based donut with coconut on top, with a glaze, of course. And the other way is just a normal fashion, like a normal donut, with a glaze, chocolate, frosted, then coconut on top. There's two different ways.
Really, this is no competition. The glazed donut is so good. And it's a strong contestant to win this whole thing.
But then you got the chocolate coconut donut. Bro, the chocolate coconut donut is the best one on this entire bracket.
It's chocolate with coconut on it.
No, it's a donut. You forgot about that part. Chocolate coconut goes through.
No.
It's like that, bro.
Bro, be real with yourself.
I am. It's my favorite. How about we text my dad? And we see which one he likes more.
No, we're not texting your dad.
Why not?
We got to do a random spinner this time.
Spinner, because we got to be creative, you know?
Yeah. Instead of Siri doing a coin flip.
It's so rigged. Wheel of Names, that one.
Wheel of Names. Wheel of Names.
Grr.
Wheel of Names.
I think Beatrice is going to win this one.
Wait, let's see who wins.
Go, Beatrice. Wins.
Go, Beatrice.
Go.
Oh? Man, I hate Ellie.
All my homies hate Ellie.
Why?
Because he beat Beatrice. Okay, chocolate coconut versus glaze. Chico coconut.
I didn't put Chico coconut.
Chico coconut's crazy.
Bro, I'm going to lose, but... Guys, you know that the glaze should win.
Go chocolate coconut.
No!
Wait. It's on the...
Yeah!
No! Yeah!
No, bro. No, I'm gonna...
Let's go! Screw glazed! Honestly, we all knew chocolate coconut was gonna win that matchup. Glaze was not even close. Glaze is the worst donut that I've ever had.
So much better than a chocolate coconut! I had chocolate coconut, and it was horrible!
Honestly, If we didn't have this
the
awful...
The coconut texture made it feel like there was sand in my throat.
You know, if we didn't have this awful host next to me...
Bro.
This podcast would be perfect. But suddenly we have this guy with awful opinions who doesn't know how to speak,
bro,
you know?
You have awful opinions.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Henry, can I announce the 9 seed this time? What's the 8 seed, Henry?
We got powdered sugar.
I guess a bear claw. Grah! I, honestly, the powdered donut is a donut with powder on it, like powdered sugar. And the bear claw is like a, how do I describe this? It's like a grah, you know?
It's like a claw and it's glazed.
It's like a glazed donut but a claw. But like,
wait, hold on, let me search up exactly what a bear claw is. Sugar, cinnamon flavored and glazed rectangular donut with slices along one side to resemble a bear's toes.
Yeah, so it's basically like a cinnamon glazed donut.
Yeah. I don't like powdered sugar donuts.
They get in your throat very easily. It's kind of like, also like, it's
They'll
so messy.
They'll kill you.
Yeah, it's so messy too.
It's very sugary and sweet.
I only get powdered donuts when the powder comes on top of a different donut.
So you're gonna be like...
Because you, like, all the other donuts you can eat in a car, like, you can't eat a powdered donut in a car, because then...
Oh no, all the powdered sugar fell off. When you bite into it, half of the powdered sugar goes on the floor.
Half of the powdered sugar goes in your mustache, bro, like, right where your mustache is.
And, I mean, I like cinnamon donuts. Cinnamon is such good on a donut.
Grah.
So
I think the bear claw, grrr.
Bear claw moves on.
Bear claw, grrr. It's only been upsets. I think the 16th.
Powdered sugar is terminated.
Honestly, like bear claw and chocolate coconut are the best donuts. I don't know who's going to win. It's only been upsets.
Okay. Next, we got chocolate cake versus
a sugar donut.
Our 4 seed versus
a cigar.
13.
Now the problem with a cigar donut,
it's not cigar,
is that it doesn't taste like cigarettes. You know,
no way.
It's kind of false advertising.
The chocolate cake donut, it's not a donut. Come on, it's cake in a donut form with chocolate.
Just so everyone understands, it's a chocolate cake kind of base in the shape of a donut that's glazed. You know,
it's not glazed.
It is glazed.
It has a chocolate frosting. Chocolate icing.
The ones I've had are glazed. Maybe it's chocolate icing. I thought it was glazed.
It could be glazed. It could not be glazed. It could have chocolate on it. It could not have chocolate on it. Depends on where you go. Let's just say chocolate donut. Chocolate cake. But donut form.
That has some sort of thing on top, usually. Yeah. And then the sugar donut's just a classic donut with sugar on top. Now, as much as you can hate on the chocolate cake donut, you have to acknowledge that the sugar donut... It's just a donut that they poured sugar on top of. With glaze, usually.
Yeah, but I don't really like chocolate cake donuts.
Sure, you might not like
chocolate. I find the ones that I've had kind of dry.
When I get it from certain places, I'm a Dunkin' guy. I think Krispy Kreme does the chocolate cake donut better, in my opinion. Because I find the Dunkin' ones a bit more dry. But I think the Krispy Kreme chocolate cake donut is not as dry, in my opinion.
I like the sugar more.
I love the chocolate cake donut from Krispy Kreme, but there's bad chocolate cake donuts out there, is what I'm thinking.
Very easy to do a chocolate cake donut wrong.
Yeah, it's hard to do a sugar donut wrong, but also, like, sugar donuts are just sugar on top of donuts.
It's a cake.
Sure, it's cake, but, like, cake donuts is such a popular... We need something to represent cake donuts out there, and this is what we have. But I'm
fine, since... I do still like chocolate cake donuts. Chocolate cake donuts, move on.
Yeah, it was a close one. That was probably your closest one. Because, I mean, the past two were either strongly disagreed with each other or, like, it was just so obvious who would win. This one's, like, more of, like, a trying to analyze the pros and cons, you know?
Boston cream.
Versus maple donut.
So Boston cream donut, it's a donut with chocolate over it, and it has custard in the middle.
Like a Bavarian kind of cream inside.
It has custard in it.
Yeah.
It is custard.
Well, yeah, you know. Sorry, I'm from the Midwest.
And then...
The maple donut is... I know, this one's going to be hard for you guys to understand. It's a donut with maple on top.
Maple icing.
Maple icing, but yeah, you know. And... Now, I've actually seen some places have maple bacon. I've never had it. I've just seen it.
Okay, maple donuts. They're delicious.
They are good.
All donuts are.
Well, not all donuts.
All donuts.
Not all donuts.
All donuts!
Well, the powdered donut.
That's still good. Although I like the maple
donut
flavor.
The Boston cream.
Boston cream is just a heavenly donut.
It might be the best donut of all time. Might be one of the best. It's a strong competitor for all the other donuts. It's a strong one. I think Boston cream.
It's no competition. Boston cream.
Now, in my opinion, Dunkin' does the Boston cream better. In my opinion. The Krispy Kreme still does it well. I don't think it's like they're not as good as doing it. Their custard doesn't taste as good.
Okay, next, we have our number two seed chocolate glaze.
Or chocolate frosted. Many ways it goes by. It's just a glazed donut with chocolate on top.
Or not glazed.
Yeah, it depends.
If you're a monster.
And against the filled Long John. Now, originally it was a Long John, but Hunter's like, those are basically the same donut, so we changed it to a filled Long John.
Which is a donut flavor.
Which is a donut flavor, yeah.
So, they are basically the same thing. The filled Long John, it has some cream in it. Now, not custard like the Boston cream, which I do not enjoy more than. I enjoy the custard more than the cream.
Yeah. Now, let's look at this. Do you like the original Long John or the normal chocolate frosted donut more? Which form do you like more?
I like the circle because it feels like I'm getting more food.
That's how I feel about it, too. I like the circle more also because, like, you know, it's, I don't know. I just like round
it's
things.
Round.
Yeah. I don't know. But, like, the Long John, I get
like
to eat it.
Round things?
And, like, the Long John, you know, like, you can.
Bro.
The Long John, you can, like, it's, like, I don't know.
It looks like a stick?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a stick. It's like a long rectangle. I don't know. I think, though, but once you add a filling to the equation, it comes into the question, would you rather have the donut filled or non-filled? There's two different fillings. One's cream, one's custard.
No. There's one filling for... Custard is for the... Custard
I've had custard for Long Johns.
Custard is for the Boston cream. That's what makes the Boston cream special.
I'm not saying that's what's normal. I'm just saying I've seen them. But usually it's cream. And I just don't like the cream as much.
I don't like the cream as much as...
The custard could be.
Custard.
So it just feels like it's not living up to the potential it could withhold, you know? And I think I like the chocolate glaze just more. Because I don't see myself ever getting a filled Long John, because usually there's a Boston cream right there. You know?
Yeah, but this isn't Boston cream versus...
Well, I'm just saying I'd never see myself ordering a filled Long John, you know? I don't think I've ever ordered... What? Other than the time I first had it, I don't think I've ever ordered one since.
I love filled donuts.
But just not the Long
John. I think they are great. So I'm saying filled Long John.
Really?
Yes.
I disagree.
Well, yes, we've got to go with the names.
Which one has it been on to?
Which one is it? Let's see.
Oh, it's close. It's going
on. No, it's chocolate glaze.
Why do the wheels keep going so close? It keeps going almost on the line.
Of course it's chocolate glaze.
You're so bad at this.
That means the filled Long John is sadly terminated.
Oh, my. Henry, it's been like only upsets practically. There's only been one non-upset. No. Oh, I first thing that I thought filled Long John's won. No, you're right. Chocolate Lady's won. No, wait.
No, we can have the filled Long John.
Sorry, I'm getting confused now.
Okay, next we got the blueberry, the seven seed versus
the cinnamon twist.
So blueberry, there's two different ways to do this. You can have a old-fashioned donut with blueberries in it.
Huh?
Like a muffin.
Yeah.
Or you could have a donut.
That's blueberry. Like a blueberry flavored.
Blueberry icing.
Kind of, yeah. Now, I'm more familiar with the like bluish, navy blue donut itself. You know that kind? Which like a navy blue donut, that one. That's the one I'm more familiar with. Mm-hmm. I think that's the one that's more famous.
Cinnamon twist, it's twisted up donut.
It's kind of like a churro.
Glazed.
It's kind of like a churro.
And it has cinnamon.
Cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
So it's like a churro, but a donut, you know?
Yeah.
Now.
And let me tell you, I love a cinnamon twist.
The cinnamon twists are good. But now, before you, because I know you're going to try to convince me over right now for cinnamon twists. I'm on blueberry set currently. And there's a reason I like blueberry so much. It's because, for one, I think my dad used to order those. I think. Yeah, I know someone
ordered them. Your dad orders everything.
Well, no, my dad used to order blueberry donuts. And I got it, and I really liked that. Because I could always, like, whenever he had the blue, I got to try it, and I instantly fell in love with the blueberry donuts. And blueberry donuts have just been, like, something I've gotten, it's something consistent, you know? I don't think I've ever had a bad blueberry donut, but I have had a bad cinnamon twist. One of them was, like, very rock hard. It wasn't very good.
Microwave it! Are you not microwaving your donuts anyway?
No, I don't mean, like, it was cold hard. I mean, like hot it was hard. It was, like, very crunchy. It was, like, overcooked or something. I don't know what they did.
Going, bro?
I forgot where I went. It was some local chain. They had other good donuts.
I think that's your fault for going to that chain.
I think blueberry wins, though.
All right, here you go. Blueberry feels like a muffin thing. Blueberry does not feel like a donut thing.
I thought we're basing it off of the navy blue ones.
I know, but, like, the blueberry flavor, it seems more of something that would be in a muffin.
So you're making the argument because... I'm sorry, I'm just not following. Because there's blueberry in something, it tastes like a muffin?
No, is that what you're saying? I never said that.
What are you saying? I'm confused. Okay.
The blueberry flavor, yes. It goes better in a muffin. And it's not the greatest in a donut.
So where are we in this comparison?
A cinnamon twist is so delicious.
Sure, it could be. I've had bad cinnamon twists.
Bro, you're going to base it off of that...
I've had two bad cinnamon twists, zero bad blueberry ones. And I've ordered more I've ordered more blueberry ones. I think blueberry goes forward.
No, cinnamon twist goes forward.
It's a churro! That's just the donut form.
It's not a churro!
It's just a churro, but you replace the churro part with a donut.
Churro is basically like a donut.
So we're basically arguing, is a churro better than a blueberry donut? That's basically the argument we're having right now. Sure, I agree that the churros are better, but that's not what we're having. We're not having a churro. We're having a churro donut thing.
Cinnamon twist is better.
No, you're not. Bro, you're not thinking currently.
You're not thinking currently. You think a blueberry donut is better than a cinnamon twist.
I do think it's better.
Wheel of names. Then I'm going to lose. Blueberry's just going to move forward. I already know it.
Cinnamon twists are so yum. No. Blueberry donuts are so yum. Cinnamon twists are pretty good too, but not as good. Let's see who wins. Go, blueberry.
It's going to be blueberry.
Yeah!
It's going to be that every time.
Let's go, WB. Let's go. That means cinnamon twist is terminated. Woo! Man, I just disagree with you every time because it just always goes in my favor.
Okay, next it's apple fritter versus a jelly-filled donut.
Man, I've always hated apples, though, too, you know. Fruity. I'm joking.
I love both of these donuts.
I love them both, but jelly donuts typically come with powdered sugar on top. Typically. I'm not saying always. I know you could have come to Little Timmy's Bakery where he had glazed jelly donuts or something. I'm just saying typically, okay?
Donut places serve both powdered and glazed.
I think powdered's more, famous, though.
It's more classic.
That's what I'm saying. It's more classic. So apple fritters are... How do I even describe
apple it? Apple fritters are...
Or perfect. No, wait, I meant they're... I can't say my opinion yet. They are donuts.
They're donuts with apple chunks, and it's glazed.
Yeah.
And I think it has some cinnamon.
And also, usually there's a pocket of glaze in the middle. You know? Usually. When you go to a good place. I think it's a jelly donut.
I think that the glaze just builds up.
Nah, but those donuts are like that,
bro. They do that on purpose.
Nah, they should do it on purpose. They should make it bigger. Anyway.
I love both of these donuts.
No. Okay.
But I love an apple fritter more.
Way more. I don't like jelly donuts.
For a second, I thought you were going to say you don't like jelly donuts.
I still like them. They're fine. I mean, I get a jelly donut when I want to get a filled donut and there's no Boston cream. I'm always okay with an apple fritter, but I'm not always okay with a jelly donut. Sometimes like, jelly donuts just feel repulsive, you know?
I don't feel like all the time I want an apple fritter.
No, I feel like all the time I want an apple fritter. Top three donut. Wait, I can't say that yet.
Sometimes I want like a chocolate. Okay, next we got old fashioned versus chocolate sprinkle. Okay, this is no competition.
Okay, chocolate sprinkle moves on.
Yeah, old fashioned is just a dough. Who's gonna pick that over something with chocolate and sprinkles?
I mean, sprinkles are fun. Okay, the top eight teams from each place have made it through.
Next we got chocolate coconut versus a bear claw.
Now, hear me out, guys, hear me out. But wait, no. Chocolate coconut versus bear claw. Grr. There's a grr in there.
Which one are you gonna do? You wanna keep on doing the rawr?
Rawr. Nah. Chocolate coconut moves on. Yeah, no, it's obvious.
Bro, no. Chocolate and the chocolate coconut. No, bro.
No.
Coconut is not that good.
Trust, bro. Trust.
Bear claw is just better.
Bear claw more like bear bad.
It's like a cinnamon twist, but in different format.
Bear claw more like bad claw.
It's not bad.
You know, bear claw.
Are we going to the wheel of names?
Bear claw more like tear claw.
Are we going to the wheel of names?
I'm trying to think of more insults. Bear claw more
are
like.
Are we going to the wheel of names or not?
Go, chocolate coconut!
Chocolate coconut's gonna end up winning because this is stupid!
It's like it, bro. You can flip a coin if you'd like. We can do that. I like
no,
that.
No, that's not doing anything.
Bear claw versus chocolate claw.
One's gonna win. I think I know. Wait! No!
Let's go! Suck it, chocolate coconut! That's what you get for taking down my glazed! I mean, I actually didn't really care which one won that one.
Bro.
I just wanted to get rid of glazed, you know?
Buy chocolate donut!
Donut? Bro, what's a donut?
Buy chocolate coconut! You're dominant! Okay, next we got chocolate cake versus Boston cream.
Okay.
I've already stated my opinion about the chocolate cake.
Yeah, we can let Boston cream go through. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't even know.
Boston cream is just better.
Yeah, I
can. Everywhere.
I think I know what the finals is going to be, guys. Kind of obvious.
Okay. Next we got chocolate glaze versus blueberry. Okay. I swear. If you say blueberry moves forward, I am going to kill you!
I mean, like, I like blueberries. Like, I think blueberry goes through, you know? I'm like that.
Ian, stop joking around.
I'm serious. Let you make blueberry go through. I'm actually, I'm dead serious. Hey, bro. Stop threatening me with a pencil, bro.
Blueberry doesn't move on, okay? Okay? You can't think that blueberry's better than chocolate.
Actually, I can think whatever I'd like, sir.
Bro, you are stupid.
Nah.
Yes! Chocolate glaze wins.
Okay. I don't really care.
Blueberry's terminated. That means chocolate glaze moves on.
Okay.
Next, we got apple fritter versus chocolate sprinkle. The one that toddlers chew. So, chocolate sprinkle is for toddlers.
I agree.
It's just a worse version of chocolate glaze.
Okay.
And it can't take down my dear apple fritter.
Okay.
You good with that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That means chocolate sprinkle is terminated! Okay. Next, we got bear claw. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm just chilled out here.
And then we got Boston cream.
Grr.
Boston cream is a perfect donut.
Counter argument. Boston cream just doesn't have the same feeling when you say grr to it, you know? Like,
Stop it, Ian.
No, hear me out. Like, when I say bear claw, I just think of grr comes to mind. When I say Boston cream, it just doesn't come to mind.
Of course it doesn't. That's because it's not a bear.
Boston represents buffaloes. But like, bear claws represent the entire country of Russia. Because there was once a bear in Russia. Like, bear claws are universal.
There's probably a bear in Boston once.
No. Boston isn't real. Anyway.
What?
Bear claws have to
Stop
move forward.
Your yapping.
Okay, Boston Cream moves on.
No, Bearclaw does, bro. I just gave you a good reason.
Ian, stop it now.
Stop what?
Stop your yaps. Are we going to the name?
Yeah.
Then I get two.
Okay.
Bro, I'm going to sue you. Boston Cream does not move on.
Yes.
Let's go, my Boston Cream's still in it. Bye, girl. Bear Claws terminated. Boston Cream moves on into the finals.
Grr. It doesn't feel the same.
Okay, next we got chocolate glaze versus the apple fritter. Which one will win? I don't know.
Bear Actually, claw. I do know.
Bear Claw.
Bear Claw is in it.
Grr.
Did you know a cinnamon twist is basically a bear claw?
I don't care.
Bro. I can't say grr after cinnamon twist.
Cinnamon twist, grr.
Doesn't feel the same. I pick apple fritter because it has er at the end of it, just like grr.
Me too.
Apple fritter. Is terminated.
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is a hard one. Boston Cream versus...
I will let you start talking, but I have made up my mind.
Okay. Now, I'm going to look at both sides. Boston Cream is a donut with a good filling. It's the custard. It's super good filling. Chocolate glaze. It's a fantastic donut. Apple fritter is also a fantastic donut with the nice glaze pouch that adds nice apple chunks.
It's got a pouch.
Now, I got to think about this logically, though. Boston Cream is a worse name than the Apple Fritger.
Bro, it's not called an Apple Fritger.
Now, if I think about this logically, you can't say grr at the end of Boston Cream. You can't say Boston Cream grr. This makes sense. Apple Fritger, that makes a bunch of sense. Now, I'm going to speak to my Sour Patch because we'll see what they say. Bro.
What Can do you I think, speak buddy? To one?
Oh, yeah. Here. This one's Edgar. You can have him.
What do you think, buddy?
He's want Boston Cream.
Smile if you think apple fritgers are so much good. Look how smiley he is.
Smile if you think Boston Creams are better.
He's dead. No!
Bro, you idiot.
Oh, Mike's the guy still smiling. I guess apple fritger wins.
No! But, okay. I want an apple fritter in the morning. That's it.
Okay.
I want a Boston Cream anytime.
I don't want a Boston Cream in the morning. You don't know why? Mm. If I'm going to eat a Boston Cream in the morning, I'm going to feel awful for the rest of the day. There's so much sugar in it. I'm not saying it's bad. I would love it late in the day.
Bro, there's so much sugar in that pocket of glaze.
No, I'm just saying the custard of it. The custard's so... I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's good. There's so much sugar. I feel sluggish.
Bro, you want to talk about sugar? You want to talk about sugar? Do you want to talk about that?
Okay.
That like apple the white fritter, powder that comes The pocket out. Of glaze, that has so much sugar in it.
But it's like that, you know?
Because the glaze is basically just sugar.
But it's got apples in it, so it's healthy, you know?
Bro. Just because it has apples in it doesn't mean that it's
Well, healthy. So you can't say gird the end of Boston Cream.
Okay. Boston Cream...
No!
...is the champion
no.
of the donuts!
Apple Fritger wins.
Bro, are we really going to do a tiebreaker again?
We text our parents. I'm texting both my parents. Okay, but both my parents have been texted. We'll see if any of them respond. My mom responded with Boston Cream.
Boston Cream? That means it's up to my dad and your dad. My mom said apple fritter.
Let's go, Cammy. Me and Cammy are synced on opinions, you know?
My dad's online. He's typing.
Quentin, he's got the apple fritter in the bag.
Apple fritter.
He's apple fritter! Apple fritter! Come on, Dad. Come on. If my dad doesn't respond, nothing happens. Oh, he's answering? Yes! Apple fritters!
Wait, did you say apple fritter?
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's cheating, bro.
Neither of them mentioned it. My mom picked Boston cream.
Bro.
You can tell them there's also no Boston Frickers, you know?
Well, that means that the Boston cream is the champion of the donuts!
What? No, they lost, liar.
Okay, they lost, but we all know who the real winner was. It was the
Bear Claws. We agree.
It was the glazed donut.
Glazed donut lost round one. Get over it.
That's because you're stupid.
Doop-a-dup, 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 doop-a